boo.
All right, on the line now, we have got Western United coach who knows a thing or two about the World Cup in John Aloisi. John, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Let's just first of all talk about the Soccer World Cup and what your thoughts have been on the Socceroos, in particular their overall campaign, because it has been sensational. They wouldn't have ended the way they would have liked against Argentina, but it was just such a fantastic tournament for them and for all of the fans here watching them.
It was. It was a great performance throughout the tournament. You know, take away the first game where there were a lot of questions asked and they lost 4-1, but Arnie regrouped the squad and the players gave everything. And that's all we asked for, is to do that and show that Aussie spirit, and the way that they played was really impressive. And, you know, to get two wins in a row, two clean sheets, and then take the one of the best teams in the world right to the wire. And if it wasn't for Lionel Messi, arguably the best player in the world or of all time, Australia might have got something else out of the game.
With your coach's hat on, John, what facets of the game? We seem to defend very well, but we weren't parking the bus. But what part of it did you think this team really gelled in?
I think it was a defensive structure. I think Arnie got that right. You're right. We didn't sit deep and just sit on the 18 and just hope. You know, we did that a little bit against France, and we got destroyed. But in the other games, we pressed at the right time. We didn't give them space in midfield. Our structure was really good. And then when we got the ball, we tried to play our football. And you know, we caught Tunisia and Denmark on the break, but against Argentina, we had like long spells of possession, and we did really well. The boys were confident, and they just had a belief in themselves that they could match it with the world's best. And if you look on paper, we really shouldn't even be matching it with them. But as a group, as a team, we were just as good as anyone.
You know, John, back in 2006, I feel like we were having this discussion back then about how we then build on this momentum of the success of the Socceroos over in the World Cup, and we're having it now. What is the key? What do you think that we now need to do so that we are then tournament favourites at some point in the World Cup?
Well, there's a lot of things that we can do and we should still do. The good thing is that the A-League is starting up again this week, and a lot of those players that are playing or play for the Socceroos have either cut their teeth in the A-League or still playing, like Matthew Lecky, Craig Goodwin. They're playing week in, week out. So they'll become household names here in the A-League. And it's shown that the level of the A-League, you know, that everyone talks about it's not a high level. It is. You know, don't compare it to the Premier League. The Premier League is the best in the world. So our level here is very high, and we are producing some great young players that... The big thing is, in 2006, everyone that followed, you know, it also gave these kids, you know, inspiration. And a lot of these kids are now playing for the Socceroos. So I'm sure this squad will do the same for players coming through. And I still think that we need to invest more with government funding and, into grassroots football, because we still want to be able to produce world-class players. Because at the moment, we're producing good players but not world-class.
Playing well on the biggest stage, you gets clubs ringing you. Who do you think? I mean, Harry Suter, Keanu Backus, there's a few players who might be getting an upgrade soon.
Yeah, Harry Suter, definitely. He's only 23. He looks like he's been playing for 15 years. That's how calm he was on the ball and just the way he's defending. And he was out for 12 months of an ACL, only played one game before the tournament. So his recovery for this was incredible. I think he'll go to Premier League. I think that'll be his next move. Keanu Backus has just moved to St Mirren in Scotland this season, and you see him going on to bigger and better things. That was his first international start against Argentina, and he didn't look like he was out of place at all. And we know Garen Kuol is signed with Newcastle United over in the Premier League. And, you know, he came on and then he scored to equalise right at the end. So the talent's there, and it's now trying to get them to that next level. So, you know, next time we go to the World Cup, they're playing at the highest level.
Now, there's been lots of chatter around Graham Arnold and whether he will sign a contract extension with the Socceroos, but there's all these reports that there's other countries that are interested in him. If he does get poached, which is what's rumoured to happen, it opens up the door. Would you be interested in potentially taking over the Socceroos?
Oh, well, I didn't know that he was going to get poached. Look, if Graham Arnold still wants to stay on, I think he should stay on. I think that's up to him. they should offer him a new deal, and if he's willing to stay, then that would be great. But if he decides to move on and it does become open and if someone approaches me, I'd definitely be interested. It's an ambition of mine that the coach of soccer is one day, whether that's now or in the future. I'd definitely love to. It was no different as a player. I always wanted to represent the Socceroos and our nation, whether it was at an Asian Cup, a World Cup, or just in the friendly. And I've been no different as a coach. That would be definitely an ambition.
And so you've got to tip us a winner now. We're getting down to the serious part of this World Cup. We've just watched Brazil wipe South Korea. What do you think, John? Who are you predicting?
Yeah, tough one. I still think Brazil are the favourites. You saw they 4-0 up at halftime and cruising. And it was it's one of those ones that, you know, Brazil definitely got probably the best squad. But, don't write off Argentina. Then there's so many other nations. England play France in the quarterfinal. What a quarterfinal that's going to be. England have looked really impressive. France with Mbappe, they're outstanding. You know, there's also Portugal that's still there, Spain that are still there. So I can't put my finger on it. If I'm going to go one way, it would be Brazil.
Now, John, you've been a part of a documentary of Western United, which is coming out. I think they followed you all last season. It's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow. It's people asking me if I was acting. If you see me, I was definitely not acting. Yelling quite a bit at players sometimes, but it's a background into where the club has been and where it's at now, and we all know the difficulties that the club's faced. You know, starting up a club during a COVID period was not easy. It's still not easy for the club. We're on a journey, no stadium at the moment, no training facility. We played out of 5 different home grounds, and all the obstacles that we had to face and that we're still facing are in the doco. And then there's the football, of course, the emotions that go with winning, losing, not doing so well, injuries. So it's a great insight to, what it's like to be a professional athlete.
Well, the doco is quite timely because the A-League returns this weekend and Western United are facing Perth Glory on Saturday night over in the West. So it's 10:30 our time that we will be able to watch it. You are the favourites going into this match. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, we've enjoyed the break without games because we've been able to recover some players that were injured early in the season. We had a lot of injuries early, so it's been good for us, and it's always nice that we ended up winning just before the break. So we're quite confident. We know it's going to be a difficult game. Going to Perth is never easy. Doesn't matter if they're in good form or not. But we're confident if we play at our best that we can get the result we want.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time this morning, and good luck over in Perth.
Thanks again.